That will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, I heard the friends now, the way that they were talking about love of friends, and I'm truly envious of those emotions also that they express before everyone. And I also want to express something. There is a reason why it says that the main law of the Torah is love of others. That certainly this is the law of nature, the primary one, meaning that all of the other laws, even though they seem to us that maybe they're not so much arranged towards love of others, maybe they even seem to contradict love of others, but this is only how it seems to us, because we are not yet inside this law. We don't keep it. All of the other laws of nature, we keep them whether we want to or not. Nature pressures us, it obligates us, and then we do it. But for love of to love of others, we have to reach it with our awareness, with our understanding, with our desire. Even though all of our qualities are against it, and against that specifically, because then we can understand, we can feel, and we can keep it out of choice, out of our own pressure, our own demand for it to happen, that this law will exist in us. And to the extent that it appears in us and it exists, accordingly we become similar to the Creator. This is why this condition, love your friend as yourself, is the only thing that we have to do in our life and to reach it. And this is the peak of the development of each and every person. The whole of nature, the still, vegetative and animate, also according to how much man is incorporated in love your friend as yourself, then also all of these parts, all of these degrees join it, they join men, and they're all incorporated within men, and thus the whole of nature returns to be in complete love, which is actually the quality of the Creator. This is how we reach adhesion. Therefore, the only thing that by which we can give contentment to the Creator is to love specifically for that, in order to give contentment to the Creator, to love our friends. That is, to the extent that you come closer to a friend, to the friends, from the internality of your heart, and you truly want to come closer to Him and to be together with Him, with your heart and soul, this is the only operation by which you give contentment to the Creator. And this is something that we need to, each one should speak to himself and persuade himself that that action is the only one. And it comes to a person only on top of him not agreeing with it and rejecting it with his hands and legs and with his heart and soul, and he discovers how much he is the opposite, how much he exists inside of his ego in the midst of it, and specifically through the revelation of his will to receive, that is egoistic, and it hates others, when he truly reaches a state where he feels how much he hates and he doesn't accept it and he doesn't want to acknowledge anyone, any other person as a friend, out of that, also, out of lack of choice, through the light that shines on him, through the Rishimo, the records, the broken records that awaken in him, he gradually reaches a state where he begins to understand that, you know, to coming closer to the Creator is only through coming closer to the friends. The Creator himself does not exist, but all in all, the internality of the friends is the Creator. As much as he comes closer to loving them, he can understand what does it mean to love the Creator. And there is no difference between the two. It's just that one is the vessel and the other one is the light. The friends, the love of friends, the connection between the friends, his connection with the friends, all of this, all in all, is the kli, the vessel, in which he discovers the inner force of the connection between them, which is the Creator. As it says, from the love of friends to the love of the Creator. And from that we can understand that we cannot do anything directly for the Creator, because he does not exist. We need to build him. You have made me, as he says. And therefore, we need to understand that we are not capable of giving or receiving with the Creator, but only through this device, this vessel, this means that is called the connection between us. And therefore, we need to see here before us two things. The true goal is the Creator. The means for it is the connection between us. And therefore, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah. The whole Torah, all of the reforming light, the entire correction is only in that I need the upper light in order to connect with others, but my intention is by that to give contentment to the Creator. So, I have a means, a vessel, which is the connection between us, and the goal is to give contentment to the Creator, to the force of love that should be revealed among us. This is actually what I wanted to add to what the friends said before the lesson, in the preparation for the lesson.
You said that you heard us speak and you're envious. My feeling is that we all envy you. What should we do in our state that makes you envious?
A great broad vessel that did not exist with such a force ever before. You might say in history, it's not that we made it so, we received it. This is how it was established over the generations as the result of the work of many Kabbalists, and we, the little ones, can actually begin the work on the lowest degree. However, by us doing even something small, we are drawing the greatest light. And therefore, I'm very happy and I am envious. Yes?
Florida.
Rav, when we say I want to achieve connection,
When I want to achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, I want to bestow to my friends. Who is that speaking? Do I really want that? Who is that, Rav?
Who is it? It's your environment. It operates through you. Sometimes you say, you speak like they say. Sometimes you have the possibility to say what your even inclination is saying. And in this way, you shift from one.
Excerpt, reading excerpt number 60 by Rabash. The friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because it begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that one can imagine. We should say that we believe above reason that He leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is awarded with, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. And this is what a person must receive from the friends.
There is a difficulty here to express that state. However, the impression that I get from the group, this is what I get from the Creator. Well, we talked about it, we learned it, we heard many such excerpts about it, that I dwell within my own people and the Creator exists among the created beings. And the voice of the collective is the voice of the Creator. What does he want to say here? That if I yearn to reach a connection with the friends in order to hear about the exaltedness of the Creator, this is enough for me. This is that same force that helps me to rise above my ego and to rule it with in anything that I need. That is, inside of the friends is this force with which I can defeat my will to receive, and with it I reach in order to bestow, identifying with the Creator. And therefore our work is in that we need to connect between us and connect with the Creator and to hold on to it truly above reason, as we call it, in heart and soul, whatever may come. And in this way, we will succeed. As we see a little child holding on to the mother and he's attached to her, he doesn't want to let go of her because for him, this is his whole life. He's the source of his life. Whereas when he grows up, then he already lives here, and on his own he already starts to move around, to work with himself, he plays. But when he's really small, then all that he has in life is the mother. And this is how we should also understand that this is the approach that we should have in the group, to be adhered to the 10 like a baby to the mother. And only through it we can receive those forces with which we will be able to establish ourselves correctly with the good inclination against the evil inclination, meaning to include both of these desires, both of these forces correctly, and to start to grow, to develop correctly, so that we always have inside a greater and greater evil inclination, and on top of it, its right form, which is the good inclination. And this is why each and every day we will have feelings that we are moving away from the environment, from our group, and each and every day we need to try to find forces, manners, by which we become attached to them once again, to our society. And this is how we grow.
Excerpt number 61. When one is engaged in the right, the time is right to extend upper abundance, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness called blessed, in that respect, one presently has equivalence of form, since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no completeness. This, as our sages said, the Shekhinah is present only out of gladness of a mitzvah commandment. And the meaning is that the reason that brings him joy is the mitzvah, meaning the fact that the Rav had commanded him to take the right line. It follows that he keeps the commandment of the Rav, and he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. And left contradicts the right, since the left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of the Creator, and he sees that he is poor and indigent. Thus, how can he be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that all his wholeness was built on above reason. And this is called faith.
This is a great rule, a very important one, that specifically by holding on to it, we advance. That is, as much as we each and every day see ourselves, how much we have no forces, no success, in nothing. Actually, I have nothing. I didn't achieve, I didn't gain, I didn't succeed. And what's going to happen? So, such states, everyone has them, and each and everyone somehow tries to answer it. But in truth, we need to see these things in a different way, that whatever is happening to me, whatever is awakening in me, all of these questions, who am I, what am I, what for, what do I have, what did I achieve, what did I gain, where did I succeed, all of that, the Creator is awakening in me in order for me to rise above this reason and accept things that are in the force of faith, above reason. And if I feel each and every day that I am not advancing, and maybe I even fall, maybe it's even worse than before, then I need to realize that this is an opportunity, actually, to rise more and more above my ego that is showing me such pictures, and that I should try to go in these states with joy, as though I earned, I succeeded, I attained everything. This way, I become attached to faith, and I rise above my ego, above my reason. And this is how I walk on the two legs, left, right, left, right, and we always start with the left. This means that there are two views, the view of the person and the view of Rav, or what we learn. What does Rav mean? Rav means is the great one. Who do we accept as the great one? Rabash and Bala Sulam. So whatever they write, if we accept it above our reason, above what we feel, even though this is ahead of us, before us, as a corporeal fact, but we want to go according to what we understand from them, the way that they tell us. And then this is called to go with faith above reason, meaning even though I feel all kinds of problems and difficulty and things that don't come up correctly, I need to say about them, they have eyes but see not, and I am going with faith above reason, according to what my teachers are telling me. And in this way, specifically, I understand that I should be happy as much as I rise above my calculations, my egoistic calculations, which bring me, which seem to me as correct and established. And I rise to faith, to the degree where everything comes from the Creator. And there are two things here. One is what I feel inside of my desires to receive as a person who is in this world. And the other is that I want to see it as it seems in the eyes of the Creator, which is something that is more whole. That's how it should be. And I join the connection with the friends, a more complete degree, and I accept these things in the force of bestowal, in the force of faith, and then I rise higher and higher above my reason. And this is how I already begin to feel and to see how we can rise through the degrees from one state to the other.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь написано в отрывке, что Шхина пребывает в месте радости. Вот что это за радость, на которую нисходит Шхина?
It says here that there's joy where the Shchina dwells.
If I have all kinds of problems that pressure me in relation to my spiritual advancement, and I rise above these problems, and I say that this is what I see in my will to receive. However, if I were in the will to bestow, how much would I then be happy, and I would see these things in the opposite manner than the way I do now. And these two degrees that I try to build, these for me are the degree of reason and the degree of above reason. And you cannot have one without, I cannot have one without the other. I always build it this way. Why is it called faith above reason? If you don't have reason, you cannot have faith. That is, there has to be a knowledge, a feeling of where I am, what I have right now, and that I am rising above that. I'm rising above it. And this is how we build the degrees. And we try to each time be and hold on to a higher degree.
So, after trying to rise above all the problems, this feeling, does it have to be a special kind of joy?
My joy should be the joy of a mitzvah, a commandment, that I am rising above what I feel and understand in my reason, because by this I'm accepting the commandment, or the recommendation of the Kabbalists, who say that in this way you will be able to reach the second degree of nature, from Malchut to Bina, you'll be able to ascend. And then from there, you will see the entire state.
Получается, что я должен это делать не просто для того, чтобы испытать радость, а потому что это заповедь, потому что.
So it turns out I have to do it not only to feel joy, but because it's a mitzvah.
Well, certainly I do it because this is what the Kabbalists are telling me to do. If we wouldn't do it according to the recommendation of the Kabbalists, we wouldn't even know that this is how it should be done. Look what, how the whole of humanity is behaving. They live inside of their reason, whatever they have. They shut themselves in within that degree. And this is why they don't go up or down with respect to that degree, with respect to this world. And they have no feeling of a higher world. No, nothing is... because it is, it can only be felt and attained in the force of faith above reason.
I'm sorry, but what I mean is that...
No, this is something that you do within reason. The fact that you, in your life, want to get along with your corporeal problems corporeally, to somehow arrange them and rise above them, meaning to control them, say it with the right words, to control them. So by this, you only elevate your reason, you intensify it more and more, but it's not that you are elevating yourself to the degree of faith. You're not using the reason that you have in order to rise above it, but rather your... in reason.
Exactly. So the question is, how can I respond to such joy? What joy does it need to be in order for it to be a mitzvah, not just any kind of...
Through the friends, only so, when you ask of the Creator to adhere to the group, and this is the only spiritual operation that you can perform, then, if you try to perform that operation in a way that is as correct as much as you're capable of, then the reforming light shines on you. It exists in that higher degree. And if you truly yearn for it, to some extent, to the measure that you do yearn for it, then that light, that feeling that exists in the light of faith that is in that higher degree, shines on you. So it shines on you, and then you can ascend. That's how it works. This is how we draw, invite the reforming light.
Barur.
This is clear?
Good.
No, not clear.
So you should listen well. No, okay.
ну, товарищи это как средство, через которое я к радости прихожу. А здесь я.
I'm saying this. The friends are like a means through which I discover the joy. And here I'm asking about the internal direction I have. Why do I need this joy? Who do I bestow to?
The Creator. This is what I said. I write down what I have it written down, what I told you. There is a single operation which is to give contentment to the Creator, which is actually our work and our goal and all of the content of the purpose of our existence, to give contentment to the Creator as He does to us, so we want to do it towards Him. How can I give contentment to the Creator? If I love the friends for that. I do not complete my attitude to the friends in the friends themselves. That doesn't work. It doesn't fall into place. There's no purpose there just to love others. But rather to love others in order to reach the love of the Creator. This is why it is considered that love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah. It's a rule, a law. A law, and that's it. What is this law for? So that by this we will reach equivalence of form with the Creator, as He, to begin with, relates to each one of us and to all of us together with love, so we also relate to Him with love. What does it mean that we relate to Him with love? Who is He? Where is He? We build this concept inside the friends, inside the group. This is why it is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. We need to repeat this and to chew up on it, more and more until we will feel it inside. Okay. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, дорогой Раф. Я вот часто
слышу
от товарищей, что, ну, я то, что я чувствую, это вот.
Many times I hear from the friends that whatever I feel. It's realistic and I live it, but to act faith above reason is, for a friend is already complex, it's uncomfortable to lie about myself, but the friends, how to help such a friend who feels this unpleasantness, discomfort, but to act in love?
There is a means. When you, let's say, love a woman or a child, you bring them a gift, right? In order to express your attitude to them. And we do the same here. I need to love the friends in order to bestow contentment to the Creator by that. So, what's so unclear here? I have no possibility to express anything to the Creator, because where is He? We don't have a grip on Him. But the moment that I relate to the friends in order to give contentment to Him, then truly the result of my action, of my thoughts, reaches Him. Well, think about it, and you will see that there is in that some depth.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rav, tu hai parlato del fatto che quando noi andiamo avanti aumentano i nostri desideri. No?
You said that the more we advance, the more our desires grow. It's as if we can't control them unless we invest ourselves in the work in the ten.
Una sensazione di gioia. Perché un po' ci spaventa
often this work doesn't give us the sense of joy, but on the one hand we feel fear that our desires are growing and we may get worse desires.
So what? First of all, you have to arrange in your thought and in your feeling a line. The Creator is the most important, and I want to come closer to Him. I want to connect with Him. This is possible only through the group. I have no other way. The way that I relate to the group, this is how I relate to the Creator. I'm indifferent to them, so that's what I receive from the Creator, that quality. I don't want to connect with them. I also receive that quality from the Creator. It is called the evil inclination. Everything that is in contradiction to the connection between us in order to connect with the Creator is called the evil inclination. And so, what do I do? And here, we have to arrange our work. Each one shall help his friend, whatever we can do together, in order to somehow come closer to one another. But again, our whole coming closer is only for the sake of the Creator, in order to scrutinize Him, to aim ourselves to Him, until we will begin to reach states where we will feel Him. And when we will feel Him, it won't be easier for us as we think. We think that the barrier is, I want to see Him, I want to break the barrier, then I see then I'll see the Creator, and then my work becomes easier. It doesn't become easier working against my will to receive. No, it's worse, seemingly. Because then I need to overcome the fact that I feel the Creator. I need to perform actions in order to bestow. I need to resist the fact that I'm revealing Him. This is called restriction and screen and reforming light. That even though I feel Him as the good who does good to everyone, and He is revealed that there's no one who is cruel in the house of the king, etc., I specifically have to work above that. Otherwise it won't be bestowed. Let's say that there is a father who is pressuring his child, and then the child accordingly has to arrange himself such that the father won't pressure him. And then out of lack of choice, he will perform all kinds of correct actions. Then the father, it starts to be revealed that he loves the child more and more and more, and the child now has a problem. So how will he arrange his relations with his father? Because the father is allowing him to do everything, but he has to hold himself above the lack of dinim, of judgments that are revealed from the father. He has to hold himself above the mercy. From where will he take such forces? He has to invert, transform the light, the good attitude, the nice attitude he sees from the father to darkness, from mercy to turn it into judgment in order to behave correctly towards the father with that same love. Because inside he has the evil inclination that is constantly enabling him then to perform all kinds of such actions. Your father, he loves you, he forgives you, he's merciful, whatever you want, he'll nevertheless love you. And then the child has to hold himself under restriction and with an armor, meaning with a screen and reforming light. And it's not simple. It is not simple. This is still ahead of us. However, I'm just telling you that we have to try already to start to relate to the love of others and the love of friends in a way that out of that we should understand how we should have our...
Доброе утро, Рав. Вот вы сказали, если...
Good morning, Rav. You said that in the voices of the friends, the Creator actually speaks, so I cannot therefore doubt the actions of the friend? Or are there moments where we should not annul before the friends?
We are saying that we don't need to believe what the friends are saying, and I hear in my ears, rather we need to try and feel or believe the feeling of love that exists in the society, because the Creator who arranged for us the tens, the groups, although it seems to us like it's not Him who did it, we did it, well, that's how He's concealed and how He's working from in the concealment. But nevertheless, we need to say that it is done.
Доброе утро всем. Рав, в начале урока вы сказали, что...
Good morning, everyone. Rav, in the beginning of the lesson you said that we need to reach the love of the Creator in a conscious manner. Along with that, you said that the goal is not to love the friends, but through the love of the friend to reach giving contentment to the Creator. So how do we combine these two things?
Love of friends is the means, and love of the Creator is the goal. But in truth, eventually, and Baal Salam writes about it, we attain the degree where love of friends and love of the Creator are incorporated as one, where the vessel and the light are equal. And we'll come to it. Okay, Belarus.
Рав, я хотел заострить этот вопрос. Вот есть разница.
I wanted to focus the question. So, there is a difference between a good attitude and love to the friend, to, in order to give contentment.
I didn't get it.
I heard that you said that I relate well to the friends in order to give contentment to the Creator. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, through the love of friends, we want to reach contentment to the Creator. So, what is the difference between a good attitude and love?
There is a goal to come to love of the Creator. In order to come to love of the Creator shattered the created being called man, Adam, into many pieces. And in the relationships between these pieces, you can scrutinize the meaning of love, hate, rejection, apology, and so on and so forth. That's the reason for the shattering of Adam HaRishon. Hence, by connecting between us, by trying to connect, of course, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. We reject one another with each generation. We find ourselves at a greater distance from one another. Hate. And if we begin to come closer to one another, come closer, and in this way, we come to a state where we begin to understand why the Creator created hate and repulsion, where He shattered the vessel of Adam HaRishon, and why do we need to come closer to one another in order to unify these parts of this vessel, this one vessel, into one. This is our work.
Rav, здравствуйте. Творец создал свое творение.
Rav,
что творец больше всего?
The Creator created the created being. What does the Creator value as the highest thing in His creation?
The Creator loves the point in the heart inside a person, his tendency towards connection with the friends in order to reach connection with him, with the Creator.
Creator is everywhere and he justifies him. Until today, I thought that in this state, a person, well, receives light that changes his sensations, his feelings, his perception of reality. But at the end of this, quote number 60, he says, and this is what a person must receive from the friends. How do we get light from the friends?
Certainly, we get the upper light. When we receive it, we may not feel it, but we're getting it even now through the friends, through the ten. You can say, well, I don't feel the ten. We are not connected to such an extent yet. We're not integrated in one another. We're not in spirituality yet. It doesn't matter. It's not important that you feel this way. In truth, we receive everything we receive only through the ten. We'll talk about it. It's not simple. The ten is a spiritual structure, and if you don't discover spirituality, then this structure is concealed from you as well.
To the Creator, to simply stop and do it. How?
But faith above reason has to be attached to the Creator. Because the Creator is the degree of Bina. And the group is the means. If the Creator would not have broken the structure of Adam HaRishon, the will to receive into small, tiny pieces, we wouldn't have the opportunity to see anything against connection, against the Creator, against love, against bestowal. As created beings, we wouldn't be able to understand the meaning of connection. Because anything we feel from its opposite quality. So what can we do in such an instance? We can't do anything. It's like people in this world who don't have a feeling of spirituality and the opposite of spirituality. For us, in the point of the heart, when we just come to the wisdom of Kabbalah to develop the spiritual vessel, already there is a point in the heart that includes the panim and the achoraim, two discernments. And it comes to us from the shattering. So we have to nurture it, we have to bring the reforming light to it until it grows and we will climb up together with it.
Rav, buongiorno. Se non mettiamo l'amore del Creatore davanti a noi, quindi è impossibile, non potremo mai.
If we place the love of the Creator before us, it will become impossible. Otherwise, without doing that, it will be impossible to love the friends above reason.
Again.
Repeat, please.
Se non mettiamo davanti a noi
l'obiettivo, if we don't place before us the goal, which is to reach the love of the Creator, then it will be impossible for us to reach the love of friends above reason.
It's certainly impossible. And why should you come to love of friends above reason? You will build some form of socialism, communism, such an attitude between the friends that eventually cannot be sustained because it goes against the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is to reach the degree, to reach the adhesion with the Creator. But if you do it, as Baal Salam writes, a great sin was committed by Russia that took this idea of love of other and started to clothe it on its corporeal life. only, and the Creator will not forgive it. Where is it written? Forget.
In the peace article.
Yeah, the peace. So it's certainly not. It's not a good idea. So we don't just need to advertise the idea of love your friend as yourself, and by that things will improve, because by beginning to improve, to implement love your friend as yourself without the advances.
Question from PT26. In our effort to rise above reason, do we bestow to the friends?
Yeah, of course. Anything we do, even without any connection to above reason or below reason, we influence one another because we're in a group. So each and every one must be responsible for what he's doing, even in his personal life.
A question from the USA. I cannot force myself to feel joy if it doesn't come. Why do we need joy in order to bring contentment to the Creator?
Joy comes from appreciating the purpose of creation, the Creator, the group, from my state where I have an opportunity to rise to the peak of existence of all of reality. So I have to be in joy. I need to develop in me that attitude.
From Moscow 8, how, in a state of poor and indigent, can I truly be in sincere joy in order to broadcast this joy to the friends so they'll feel it?
Example. I need to set an example to all the friends.
Question from Moscow 8. What corrupts the love of friends? What is the primary reason for that?
What corrupts?
What spoils, corrupts the love of friends?
I would say when you disregard it, you look down at it, you don't value it. That's the main reason. When I don't pay attention to what the friends are saying or doing, I can't see and hear what exists between them. And there may be another instance where I can't see and I can't hear, but I nevertheless raise them above my reason, as if they are in bestowal and in connection.
Toronto 1. When we relate to the will to receive, should we understand it as a collective, a group-wise will to receive, or an individual one?
The most important is to be in the individual will to receive. I don't think that the group will to receive is something we can work with. It's only if we are in order to bestow. Then these desires, they are under the screens in order to bestow. They can connect, they can depict for us, they can portray for us the parts of, but before that you don't have it.
Is there a state where faith becomes a permanent fact?
No, we have to hold on to faith above reason. It doesn't get corrupted. We are the ones who corrupt it. We have to make this fact when we have doubt in mutual faith. What is faith? Where is it? If I bestow to the other, that is an expression of faith. Otherwise, it's the kind of faith that we used to speak about our world. I believe. They tell me over the internet or on the radio something. No, there's no such thing. This is not faith. Faith in the wisdom of Kabbalah in general. Faith means that I can be in the force of bestowal. I can work in the force of bestowal. I myself and not relative to something that I'm told. When I raise myself to the degree of faith, and then I carry out what the teacher is telling me. So I'm in the degree of faith, and I believe in the teacher. In what? That I can carry out the acts of bestowal that he's telling me about. So that's how it works.
Better absorb the lesson in this day.
It's best to understand the lesson along with the friends. The more it confuses me and broadens my view, and I'm not so oriented as compared to if I would do it alone, but it's better if I'm with everyone. Because then I attain, out of the connection between us, then I attain the essence of this lesson. That means, or that's considered that I've learned something in my spiritual vessel. Whereas if I'm alone with my intellect,
again, excerpt 62. All the arguments that a person can make are only where the reason affirms it. But above reason, anything might happen, except we must increase the faith that the Creator can help above nature. In fact, it is impossible to receive something above nature before one decides that this cannot happen within nature. Only after one despairs from nature can he ask for help from above, to be given help above nature.
Only once he comes to be despaired by nature, he can't solve the problems, the obstacles, he can't reach the goal, then he can ask for help from above to be helped above reason. He understands that in nature, in reason, he cannot attain, and above nature, that's only upper force. He will have help, but it's under the condition that he asks. So he has to reach such a decision, such a despair that erupts after he's despair.
Why can't we simply say there are two forces, reception and bestowal? Why does there still need to be, as he writes here, 22 letters and more details?
But in what way can the Creator organize the created being and to organize him on the one hand, on the other hand, to give the created being all the feeling that the created being is independent, that he can get forces from nature, and still it remains independent and he has free choice. And that's how he will turn on these forces that he receives that will truly be in order to bestow. And in order to bestow, no one will force him to do, but he himself will rise in such degrees of bestowal, of recognition, of understanding, that he will rise out of himself, that he does want to bestow. He is the will to bestow. He wants to bestow, not someone forcing him. That's how he reached a state that he can stand like the Creator. Like the Creator. Meaning, what will be the difference between man and the Creator? That they will be both partners in creation. There's a question here as well. What does it mean, partners? That everything is done by the Creator. So what does that created being add? We have to scrutinize all these things, but the main thing is the whole problem of the Creator, if we can say that he has a problem. How to create this creature that will essentially be like the Creator, that won't be like some help to the Creator, but rather that the Creator will depend on the creature, and the creature depend on the Creator in the same, to the same extent. And besides that, they will both be independent of each other, free. Well, we can say the Creator, because he's the first, he's the last, and besides him, there is none. But how can you say that about the Creator being? Meaning, how can we see adhesion, wholeness, what's prepared for us in a way that the Creator being really reaches the Creator? What does it mean to reach and to become like the Creator? How can we understand that? Meaning, besides the Creator being the first, everything that there is in the quality of the Creator, does the Creator being receive it? There are many things here that are not yet clear, but there's a question, and at least we understand the question. The solution is still... That's why he writes this here in a way that he turns it around so that we will somehow understand his clues.
So then, why do we need all the details? Why can't it just be plus and minus? Like a switch that we operate. Why do we need still addition of details?
It's not an addition of details that are needless. All things of creation have been created because of necessity, because of the wholeness that was there to begin with. And then this wholeness, this perfection became unwhole, unperfect. And we need to take this partition and to bring it back to wholeness again. That's for the created being to be whole, just like the Creator. This way they can be in adhesion. And adhesion is the goal.
But
ultimately, this adhesion returns to that same state of two forces or one force?
I can't explain this to you in words. In adhesion, you don't distinguish two forces. They become as one. Light and vessel, light and darkness, doesn't matter how you call it. It will all be as one day, one vessel. You can't explain. Ultimately, we reach the complete. So we've learned with you that the Creator created the will to receive. This will to receive is the entire material of creation. And the will to receive, according to the plan of creation, has to reach in order to bestow and bestow entirely. Then he will resemble the Creator and he will be in a state like him. And by that, the created beings, all being incorporated in the will to receive, they'll be like the Creator. In the highest, best way. And all that stems from the desire of the Creator to bestow all the best to the created beings. And what happens to us next is that the will to receive goes through development in the four phases, where the upper light, the bestowal of the Creator, affects it, bestows upon it, develops it, the upper light. It develops the will to receive, bringing it ultimately to in order to receive. That the upper light feels that it's opposite of the Creator. It doesn't want to use its will to receive. That's called the first restriction. Then it decides that maybe I can still receive in order to bestow. So it performs these actions of reception in order to bestow, where the essence of the will to receive is now to bestow. Even though it's receiving, that's something it is capable of doing, but in the intention, by that he can bestow. That's how he does a number of actions called Galgalta, Absag, Ma, Upper Ma, Upper Bone, reaching more additions that are called the world of Nikudim in Katnut and in Gadlut. And in the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, it breaks, where it no longer can hold the intention in order to bestow and falls to the intention in order to receive. And then all the desires that took part in the in order to bestow, they become desires to receive in order to receive, and the upper light runs away from them. And they lose the force of the screen, the force of their intention in order to bestow. And that's the state called the shattering of the vessels. Why does the Creator have to bring the created being to such a state? It's to show the creature what its nature is. What is the nature of the creature? That the nature of the creature is only to receive. After that, what starts is a process of correction of the shattering. After the nature, the true nature of the created being has been revealed in the entire reality, the will to receive in order to receive, and now this created being is given an opportunity to correct himself with each and every desire that has been broken, and all the will to receive has been broken, to correct it in order to bestow. Now we can understand why these Patsufim, Galgalta, Absag, Mam, and Upper Bone were made. Why this whole process has been made. It's because in this process, there's a building of an order, of a system that can correct the broken vessels. The main thing about this system is Galgalta Absag, or Keta Chokhma Bina, where Sag, because it wanted to connect to Malchut in the world of Nikudim, didn't take into account that it can't give the whole will to receive that exists in Malchut, the forces in order to bestow. It can't give them this for these forces in order to bestow. That's why it broke. But out of the shattering, vessels of bestowal that he engaged in, and the vessels of reception of Malchut mingle, and they can correct each other. Malchut can bring Sag, great vessels of reception. Sag then starts by the vessels of reception in him to ask from the upper parts of him, Malchut of Ein Sof, actually, forces to correct these broken vessels. That's how the correction has been made and will reach the desired goal, the final correction. Without the shattering, it was impossible to reach that. That's what we learn here about the world of Atzilut. What is the world of Atzilut? We had the world of Adam Kadmon, Galgalta Ab Sagma Bon, and we also had the world of Nikudim. The world of Nikudim is basically a very special world. It didn't exist. It didn't last. It broke. And in its shattering, Patsufim were revealed that wanted to sustain themselves in order to bestow, and they couldn't. They turned around in the middle of the way to in order to receive, and that's why they broke these vessels. The lights came out of their from above, from the Rosh of Sag, and their vessels fell down. Down meaning below Parsa. And now we need to correct these vessels that fell. What does it mean that they fell? They received the will to receive in order to receive that wasn't in creation at all, ever. And now we have special vessels, new ones, that are a desire to receive in order to receive, meaning to enjoy, to give pleasure to himself, having nothing to do with the Creator. Can use the force of the Creator, but basically only to have a desire to enjoy himself. And these vessels are called broken vessels, and they will be revealed in the shattering of the world of Nikudim. They have been revealed in the shattering of the world of Nikudim. And now, for us to think about it, why it was done? Because nothing was done needlessly. So it was done because we, out of that, we can understand what the difference between light and darkness and what the created being and the creator, how to correct the created being. That's why here we already talk about the correction of the broken vessels, to elevate them and to organize them correctly so that they will be as the extension of the vessels, Galgalta Ab Sag Mabon, above Tabu, that there will be also vessels that are receiving in order to bestow below Tabu, from the general Tabu until the Siyum. And that's what we now are about to learn, how this was done. The interesting thing about all these things is that this precedes the creation of the world of Atzilut and the world's Briya Etzirasiya, and after these worlds emerge, these worlds, Atzilut, Briya Etzirasiya, then also there's a very special structure called Adam. Adam Arishon. It's a spiritual Patsuf. It's very special. That exists in the world's Abiya, Atzilut, Briya, Yetzirah, and later broke. By the same processes as the world of Nikudim. And then this Patsuf of Adam Rishon being broke starts resurrecting itself re-establishing itself out of the forces that act on it through the world's abia. And that's how we learn what we should do. Because we are the same broken parts of the Patsuf of Adam Rishon. So it's all before us. The main thing is that we will understand generally what's going on with us here. Now, we are standing with you before the second part of the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, when we already talk about the world, Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya, everything that happens below Tabur of Adam Kadmon. And here we are already talking about what's related to us.